Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And indeed, this region reflects a beloved community in the number of folks engaged in community serving and services that are arising right here. Brian Richardson is here from the Recovery Cafe, a return visit, and it's good to see you.
Thanks for having me again.
And you are one of those really recently launched nonprofit supports that come under the umbrella of the Dove House. That's right?
That's right, yeah.
And you brought with you today, would you mind introducing?
Yeah, this is our AmeriCorps member, Benjamin Cassard. We brought him on at the end of October.
Well, Benjamin or Ben, what would you prefer?
Go by Ben.
Ben, welcome, and thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
So fill us in. For those that didn't hear our previous episode about Recovery Cafe, just give us a general, what is the Recovery Cafe? Who is it serving? Where is it located?
Yeah, so Recovery Cafe is Dove House's newest program. We purchased a building at 939 Kearney Street, which is just a block down the street here from KPTZ. And what Recovery Cafe is it's a community of people who are in recovery from all of the above. We believe everybody's in recovery from something, and we believe that a community of people who support you is an essential component to recover. So we're talking about mental illness, addiction, homelessness, grief and loss, and any other life challenge.
And so how do people find their way to you if you have a guest walking through the door? You know, how do they come into the Recovery Cafe?
Yeah, there's a few different ways to get involved. One way would be as a community volunteer, which is partially why we're here to share with the community about. And there are several different roles that a community volunteer could play. Most urgently is to help us complete our remodeling of the building. Mm-hmm. And then the other way to get involved with Recovery Cafe is as a member. And a member commits to three things. The first is 24 hours of sobriety when they walk in the door. The second is to attend one recovery circle per week. And the third is to give back, to help us out in some way at the cafe.
And so that does dovetail a little bit into what I want to understand a little bit more. Are the services or the opportunities for engagement as a member at the cafe? What does the cafe provide to those members?
Great. Yeah. So free meals and coffee is a big thing. On the days that we're open, we'll have coffee throughout the day and we'll serve one meal to start with. And then we'll have the recovery circles, which is a form of support that a lot of the folks at the Recovery Cafe in Seattle and the 20 other recovery cafes across the country come to find as a place where they're deeply known and deeply loved by the other people in their recovery circle. So they can find support in that way. And then there will also be classes in the School for Recovery, and this could be things like yoga classes, or we hope to have a garden out back, and we'd love to have people help us with that, or classes on how do you cope with your emotions in a healthy way, things
right.
like that.
Well, I think it's pretty powerful. You said there's only 20 of these recovery cafes in the country, and it's modeled after the Seattle one, or is every cafe a little different from each other?
Yeah, I would say they're all probably a little bit different. I've only visited a couple myself, but they are based in Seattle. That's where the first Recovery Cafe was created in 2003. And then they created the Recovery Cafe Network to help all of the other recovery cafes get started.
Yeah. And so your hours that you're open, are you officially opened yet? I know that you have been building this building the last time we talked.
Yeah, not officially open because you should see the inside of this building right now. It's pretty much completely gutted because we had to do some renovations to put in, you know, bathrooms and kind of do some updating so that we can serve meals on site. And the main thing is having a really beautiful space because we wanted to communicate when someone walks in the door that we really care about you. We value you so much that we're going to invest in this place and make you feel like you belong here.
So do you have, quote, members already? Although you're not open, you said some of your volunteers are those members, if you will. Mm-hmm. So kind of a chicken and egg question I'm asking.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's been an interesting process and something that we've got some feedback on from the Recovery Cafe Network. We haven't opened up to membership quite yet because we feel that we can't offer the benefits of membership.
Got it.
Which is the beautiful space and the free meals and the kind of the community vibe, you know. I imagine a lot of the volunteers and people who have become very much involved will decide that that's how they want to engage with the program later.
Mm-hmm. And so Ben, what brought you to the Recovery Cafe as an AmeriCorps volunteer?
I had the opportunity to hear a presentation from Brian Richardson on what the Recovery Cafe was about. And after receiving a flyer, I was able to do a little more research on the Recovery Cafe. And then one day, I opened up my email, and in the inbox was an opportunity to be of service with the AmeriCorps organization as a recovery coach for the Recovery Cafe.
So that's one of the roles that will be part of the services that are going to be offered. You're a recovery coach. So I don't know, Ben, can you walk us through the membership model? I don't know how new you are to the Recovery Cafe team, but I'm someone in need. I'm in recovery, and I've found out about this great place. I walk up to the door. I know that I have three commitments I need to make. I know I'm going to get a cup of coffee. So then what else is happening in terms of engagement and then your specific role, if you want to speak to that?
Well, it's a role that I'm still learning about.
Okay.
But as far as my understanding of it so far, because I've been serving since October 23rd, we're going to be there to welcome you with a warm smile. We're going to be there to talk about the services that we offer at the Recovery Cafe. And as a Recovery Cafe coach, I'll receive certification here this month. And then after that, once the doors open, I will be doing things like facilitating groups, giving mini tours of the cafe, guiding people into the knowledge of what the cafe does and its purpose.
So you're going to wear a lot of hats, it sounds like. But the coach part, that's kind of a one-on-one, or are there going to be group sessions, Brian or Ben?
There will be group sessions mm-hmm. available. We'll have a conference room where we can do groups, with small groups of people. And the training I'm going to be receiving is for active listening.
Oh,
and also
very cool.
To give motivational interviewing to people. So it's about being not judgmental, about being confidential, leaving assumptions at the door, and assuming the best intent with what people have to deal with as far as their issues go.
I'm really curious. You know, people choose to give of their time when they volunteer, and it's really nice to hear about the support, the training that goes into that experience. It sounds like you're going to be really well equipped. I love it that I don't know what I'm going to do, but I have an open heart and willing hands. And on top of that, they're giving you this training. The training you just spoke of is directly coming from Recovery Cafe, or is that a partnership with the AmeriCorps organization? Who's providing that training for your coaching?
Brian might be able to answer.
Yeah, I'm curious about the partnership there.
Yeah, so the Recovery Coach Academy that we put on in January is based on a model that comes out of Connecticut. It's called the Connecticut Community of Addiction Recovery. Mm-hmm. And so this is now a nationally recognized model of peer support. It's to empower leadership of people who have lived experience with recovery mm-hmm. and teach them different skills, like Ben was talking about, mm-hmm. So that they can support other people getting into recovery.
Very cool. So Ben, AmeriCorps, like I've heard about this organization. It typically happens for a young adult, or what is the age range? What is the experience? What are the requirements to get your name connected to AmeriCorps? How did you get connected with them?
Well, after receiving the email, I looked into the job description, and I noticed that, at least for my description, I had to look into what my experiences were in my life as far as what I've been through, as far as the way I wish to treat people, as far as being non-judgmental, being able to listen, utilizing my skills as a good listener and an active listener, and also my willingness to be of service to others, because I am also in recovery from alcoholism and addiction and homelessness as well. I've been all three of those things, and I've also had to deal with emotional challenges and a couple mental health challenges, and so now that I've been working on and have the ability to be able to stabilize myself, and also learning about the generosity of this community when I was homeless, I felt that it was only necessary to give back. And so the AmeriCorps position involved a very stringent background check process.
So you had an application online and a background mm-hmm. check. Okay.
I had to do the application. I had to do a fingerprint check and a background check. And then I had to utilize the skills in writing my experience in my life in certain areas like social services or coaching, or being of service to others in however I could accommodate the application. And
that's pretty daunting. That's a big plate.
It was a daunting task, but I recognized that I was able to utilize my life experience in recovery and also my experience with my own challenges. And so I had the interview with the Dove House, and they were willing to accept me as a part of the team.
I am inspired by the beacon of hope that you will be, having walked in those shoes with people that are, you know, behind you in that development and growth in their own personal life. If you're just joining us, this is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington, and I'm Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. And today I'm speaking with Ben and Brian of Recover Cafe. And Ben so poignantly and transparently shared his capacity and desire to give back because he has that heart out of experience. And I'm very moved. And I think that this is exciting. How many other recovery coaches do you think you can bring on board? Or what's your need for that right now?
Yeah, well, we like the recovery coach training model because it gives us kind of a shared language and understanding of recovery mm-hmm. issues mm-hmm. so that when we're communicating with one another, we kind of know what we're talking about.
Right.
And then, of course, the basic skills practice that you get in the training as well. So right now in our community, as far as I know, there are 5 certified recovery coaches. And in the upcoming training, well, the one we had in January, hopefully we'll have another 18 trained recovery coaches. So a volunteer doesn't need to have taken that training. I think mm-hmm. it's helpful. I think it's a good place to start. But there are other ways to get involved. And let's say you found out about us after the training already happened. Mm-hmm. Well, we still want you to come and mm-hmm. be a part of our program. Mm-hmm. So we're also putting on once monthly volunteer trainings as well. So we can dive a little bit deeper on certain topics like healthy boundaries or mental health basics or addiction 101 so that we continue to equip our volunteers with the skills that they need.
Well, I know you've got lots of buckets of need. And I know, Ben, this is the real touch point with human beings, but you've got some real functional needs with a building that's gutted, you said, and
right.
some pretty big plans. Can mm-hmm. you tell us about some of the needs if someone is not as inclined to be mm-hmm. one-on-one or in group discussions and maybe mm-hmm. just has some tools or they like cooking or they sure. have hospitality?
Yeah, so through at least March, and then we'll kind of see where we're at with the remodeling, a lot of hands-on physical labor help would be great. Mm-hmm. A lot of the demolition has occurred, but we will need other things like, well, hauling stuff around, but drywalling, painting, things like that, and landscaping help. And some of that stuff will be ongoing, like landscaping, for example, will be ongoing. And then helping out in the kitchen. So I know there are some volunteer groups like faith organizations in our community who might get excited to come in and check things out. One thing I do want to say, I guess, is that part of the Recovery Cafe is to dismantle some of the hierarchies that exist in our culture, generally speaking. Mm. So when we do invite a group in like that, what we want to also say is that we're not here to for me to provide a service to someone else. We're all here together.
Partnered
together. Mm-hmm. So if we're helping in the kitchen, then there's also going to be other members and people cooking together.
Which is a wonderful shoulder-to-shoulder style of doing work together.
Right.
How can people find you? How can people reach you to do some of this great stuff at the Recovery Cafe?
Well, if someone's interested in the remodeling, they can go to our website, which is recoverycafejc.org, and there's a link to sign up for a shift, a volunteer shift, mm-hmm. and Ben will be their contact person, and his email is rcamericorps@dovehousejc.org, and AmeriCorps is spelled AmeriCorps.
That is one heck of an email.
It's quite an email, I know. And then if they want to check out some of our events, like we have once monthly potlucks, we have an events calendar on our website.
And you're already doing that, even though the building is not.
That's right, yeah. So it's been interesting. We're finding different locations here and there, which has been great.
So you're community building. You don't need a building to build a community, do you?
That's the idea, at least, yeah.
Wow. And so coming up in this next month, besides the building, you mentioned something about advocacy earlier, that there is a, I don't know if there's legislative action or support mm-hmm. that could be put forth to folks
Yeah, so there's an opportunity on Wednesday, February 5th. It's called Recovery Advocacy Day, and that's organized by the Washington Recovery Alliance. Mm-hmm. And it takes place in Olympia, and they ask for people to register beforehand, so you can go to their website and register. And we go meet with our legislators and advocate for issues that will be helpful to folks in recovery. So they put together an agenda of different pieces of legislation. So that's something that Ben will not work on his AmeriCorps time, but as a private resident, he could do that.
And would you be the contact if someone wanted to know more about that?
I'd be willing to do that for sure.
What about the national franchise of Recovery Cafe? If we want to just mm-hmm. know more about the concept of the cafe, what would the website mm-hmm. site be for that?
Yeah, the website would be recoverycafenetwork.org.
Okay. And I just have to ask, so you're still in training? You've finished your training for this? I love communication training. Have you completed it yet?
As far as the recovery coach training, that is going to be on January 17th and 18th, and I believe 23rd and 24th of this month.
Okay.
And then I believe it's a 30-hour course, and I will receive a certification as a recovery coach after that.
Are you just excited? I mean, 30 hours of building communication skills. I think that's pretty phenomenal. You know, just the strategies that you can gain and transfer to all areas of your life.
Yes, I've already been receiving very positive feedback on the ways that I communicate through my own recovery challenges and my own growth. I receive a lot of good feedback on the type of person that I'm putting myself out to be as inspirational to others.
Excellent. Are you learning how to sling a hammer too? Or is that part of something you've already done?
It's part of something I've already done, but I can always expand on the skills.
I am so glad to meet you. And I think we're going to have to bring you guys back in another 4 months when the doors are open. I hope they'll be open by that time.
So do I.
All right. Well, we had such a nice time speaking with you. And it was a privilege to meet you today, Ben and Brian. Thank you again for coming in. This is Everybody Can. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Jared Dufresne. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day.